Welcome to the first episode of WordPress in Review. This is your host, David Peralti. This is a new show started by me to kind of talk about the different things going on in WordPress that have piqued my interest. You might remember me from the WordPress podcast back in the day, and I've also been a regular co-host or contributor or panel member on the wonderful WordPress Weekly podcast. And I just want to spend some time each week giving my thoughts on what's going on in WordPress. The first story today that I wanted to talk about is the new Google Gears implementation in WordPress. They've added it both to WordPress.com and the upcoming version 2.6 of the WordPress.org downloadable software. And I really haven't noticed all that much of a speed difference between running Google Gears, like running WordPress through Google Gears and running WordPress just through my web browser without it. But I will say that any advancement or any way to make WordPress any faster is always a good thing, especially when you're trying to get your posts out. I don't use any desktop publishing software like Windows Live Writer or any of those other tools, so I'm always in the WordPress admin, so anything to make that faster is great. I would like to see them go one step further and maybe make it so that I could write a WordPress blog post while I'm offline, and then when I'm online it would sync, kind of like the desktop browsing software, but with the exact WordPress administration user interface that I'm used to. I'm pretty impressed with the fact that it now supports the new Firefox 3. It didn't when I first tried it, which was kind of disappointing, and that was really a Google Gears problem, not a WordPress Gears, WordPress Turbo button issue. So kudos to the team for trying to speed up the WordPress administration panel in any way that they can. A big thanks to Google for coming up with the Google Gears thing. I have to say, though, I find it a little bit funny that we've spent all this time trying to port all these applications online, and now we're trying to make it so we can use these online applications on our desktop or offline. You know, Adobe Air and Google Gears and some of these other systems that are coming out to allow us to use, you know, these online programs on our desktop, it just kind of makes me laugh because, you know, I thought we were trying to get away from all of that. The next thing that I want to talk about, which kind of goes with the first thing, is they released Beta 3 of WordPress 2.6. This is the third beta, which means that next week we will have the final edition of WordPress 2.6. A lot of people are really looking forward to it. I enjoy the post revisions. I enjoy some of the other little changes that they've made. I'm really impressed with this version. I'm looking forward to seeing if they are going to throw in any last-minute interface changes. There's been some complaints on WordPress 2.5's administration panel interface, and actually Matt and team and a few other people have been playing around with kind of an alternate version. I doubt that it'll be in WordPress 2.6, but it's you know, it'd be interesting if they kind of added in a few things. Next on my list is the WordPress theme of the week. I'm going to try to pick out a WordPress theme every week that I think people should try. And since this is the first episode, I thought, you know, why not promote one of my own? It was actually created by great guy Igor from Colorlight Studio, and it's Natural Power. It's a two-column WordPress theme, widget-ready, comes with some basic theme options. And what I mean by basic is that even if you're using WordPress for the first time, you'll be able to customize the theme options in a very easy way. There's no strange text or anything like that. It only has two options. The first option is to change the header color from green, red, blue, and purple, I think, is the other choice. And the other thing is to add the header text. I worked with Igor to make sure that as few images were used as possible. I think it's an absolutely beautiful theme. I will link to it in the show notes. I highly suggest you check it out. If you really enjoy it and you're looking to kind of buy your own WordPress theme, I highly recommend Colorlight Studio. Great, great, great guy there. Can't say enough good about it. Next, we have an update on the Google Summer of Code for WordPress, coming from Cesar de Rodas. He posted on the WP Hackers mailing list that his WP storage is coming along nicely. He's actually posted an alpha version, which allows you to do some very interesting things. The first thing that it allows you to do is upload files to third-party hosting. This is something that I've wanted to see for some time now because I've been really interested in Amazon's S3 storage system, and this allows you to quickly and easily save files to the Amazon S3 storage system. your podcasts, your videos, your pictures, your text documents, all of it can be uploaded through this system, as far as I know. I think that's absolutely amazing. It also has support to upload to YouTube through the WordPress administration panel. Another thing that I think is kind of interesting, but not maybe as useful. I can't wait to see how this integrates with the WordPress administration panel, because I think that pretty much any application that wants you to do kind of these interesting little things should try to integrate with the WordPress administration panel as simply as possible and as easily as possible. You know, right now there's lots of add media, add file, all these other different buttons to try to get your information uploaded to your WordPress blog, and I hope they make it a simple selection kind of thing, maybe in the settings or in the add file dialog, to where you want to put this file. So I'm really interested to see this. He's working on writing more drivers for more services. So if you have a favorite service that you would love to be able to upload files to directly from WordPress, definitely jump on the WP Hackers mailing list and email Cesar. I think it's a great project. I really can't wait to see how it turns out. I'm probably going to go ahead and try out the alpha, even though I'm kind of wary of alpha software, but you know, it just sounds too good to be true, and so I want to give it a try. And the last thing that I wanted to bring up today is really just a shout out for a friend of mine. Jeff is the host of the WordPress Weekly podcast, and coming up this Friday, July 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Alex King, that's right, the incredible Alex King, will be on the show for at least an hour. Alex King has created a lot of WordPress plugins. He's an amazing guy, and I really can't wait to see how he does on the interview. If you're a WordPress user and you enjoy any of the plugins that he's created, or any of the theme competitions that he's run, you should definitely listen to the WordPress Weekly podcast live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Friday. You can join in, ask questions. You know, Jeff's a great host. He's willing to let other people join in and, take the podium for a bit. So I definitely suggest that we all jump on over there and show our support. And that's it for this episode of WordPress in Review. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or things you would like me to mention on the show, please contact me through my contact form at xfep.com/contact.